thank the Lord. We appreciate the goodness of the Lord today.
Amen.
We have a thought upon our heart today. We don't have any apologies to make. We want to do the will of the Lord.
Yes.
And so we're standing here before you. We do have a concern and a burden. We were not sure of the time, but we're going to leave it in God's hands. We are going to be talking today about hope. We all need hope. We've talked about how the enemy, Brother Schaefer has mentioned to us about how the devil will hinder.
Yes.
We need hope today. There is hope for the hopeless. We often sing about the song, and I'm going to tell you some of the lyrics, then I'm going to remind us we had Easter, but we are serving a Savior that is risen indeed, and that indeed gives us hope. The lyrics of this song says that when the night is upon you and you're needing a friend, there's no hope for the future and you're at your wit's end. The tears on your pillow won't ease the pain. You have nothing to lose. You have nothing to gain. But there's hope for the hopeless. There's life for the lost. There's strength you can borrow from that old rugged cross. Thank the Lord. There's light in the darkness that leads to the place where there's hope for the hopeless in His saving grace. You may think you're a failure. You know the enemy will whisper, you may as well give up. Life's not going your way. There's no hope for tomorrow. There's no doubts for today. If you search for the answers, leave questions to spare, lay it all at the altar, you will find comfort there.
Yes. Yeah.
Want us to be encouraged today. The Lord is going to bless us this afternoon. I was looking for a scripture that I might have someone to find for me later on, but we'll just move on. You know, I'm so thankful that we serve a great God today that can meet the needs. We can take it to Him in 2025, and He's always there. We have brothers and sisters that have gone on before us and have been an example.
Yes.
We still serve a great and a mighty God today.
Amen.
All right, we're going to talk to you a little bit about Easter. It's going to overlap a little bit, but it still applies to us today. In St. John 20 will be our first scripture for this morning. We're going to go 21 through 6. The first day of the week cometh Mary Magdalene early, when it was yet dark, unto the sepulchre. And it was said, the stone taken away from the sepulchre. We have stones in our life today that we need the Lord to remove for us. We sing a song about King Jesus will roll what? All burdens away, regardless of what you're dealing with, regardless of the challenges that you have. But here it is that they had come. The stone had already been moved. God is able to bless each one of us, whatever we are facing, that He can roll it away even before we get to that particular place. When He sees that there is a need, He is all wise and almighty, and He can make the difference. Isn't that encouraging to think that this is what happened to them? Thank the Lord.
Amen.
And they knew not the scripture that He must rise again from the dead. That's 9 through 11. We're going to move on down there. For as yet they knew not the scripture that He must rise again from the dead. Aren't you thankful that we serve a risen Savior today that has all power that can meet the need? And here's the thing, He doesn't run out of His supply. He still has more and more for each one of us. Thank the Lord today. All right, in the 13th verse, Mary stood without the sepulchre and she was weeping. Are you willing to shed some tears when you feel that you're hopeless and you don't know what's going to happen next? Can you bring it to the Lord? Are you just saying, woe is me, Lord, help us today to take courage to remember, Lord, you're able to bless us. We have a good understanding those of us that are serving the Lord, that we can come and read the Word of God. We can also sing songs. We can also meditate upon the things that we've heard that can inspire and helps hope to begin to well up in our life and our experience today. We do not have to say, woe is me and it is all dark. We are living in difficult, perilous times. But the God in heaven that I recommend to you this afternoon is well able to meet everything that you're facing. Physical needs, emotional. Yes. The enemy is taking advantage of people's minds and they're going off the deep end. But Lord, help us to realize that there is recovery. There is help. God is able to whatever you're facing. Some people, thank you very much. Appreciate it. Some people are having situations with their family that they never had a dream that it would turn out this way. Yes. Maybe they have been instilling their children to love the Lord, to serve the Lord. They brought them to church. They've been an example. Yes. But the enemy has taken advantage and is causing a lot of unnecessary burdens. Yes. And heartaches. But I'm here to proclaim to you this afternoon that the God that I recommend to you, he's the one that can infuse hope and help right into that situation. You remember over there in Acts, how did those brethren, I believe, wasn't it Paul and Silas, they were put in prison. What? Because they were causing up an uproar among the people? No, I think they were proclaiming the good news. But you know, they got into prison and you think that's the end right there, don't you? Your hope can begin to get kind of dim. I haven't done anything wrong. And Lord, why am I in this situation? Brother Schaefer mentioned in prayer request, he said how that brother, the brother was talking, the general he calls him, but Sammons, I think his name was, how could you heal this woman? You have people among the people of God that have not been healed. But God is merciful and that is his business. But what did they do? Instead of those brethren sitting down there in the prison and say, oh, look at me. I hadn't done anything wrong. And look at me. I'm bound. But what happened? That mighty God came on the scene. And at midnight, what were they doing? Were they complaining? No, they were not. They were praising and singing songs. Yes. And God did something for those brethren. Yes. And God will do something for each one of us when we get to the place when we feel like, Lord, I don't know if I can even take another step. But God is right there to bless you. So I want us to be encouraged. We're living in some challenging times. Yes. And you know what happened over there in Acts? What happened? He sent an earthquake, didn't he? And things began to shake up around there. And they were released. But they said, we need to make sure this is official. This is my own words. And so they didn't just walk on out of the prison. They waited until the jailer came. And it was a reality. And what did the jailer thought? He was going to take his own life. And he said, do thyself no harm. Yes. This is God in doing his business. God is taking care of his people. And amen. He still will take care of you today. Can you just get a vision with me through the Holy Spirit that our God is well able to do some wonderful things in amen. Wichita today? Yes. And this revival. Yes. This is not an accident that we have come together to this nice facility. But we came because we have hope that God is going to touch some hearts that are in trouble. There are people, can you not hear the heart cry going out today that they need God? It's not that I need another job and not that I need some more food, which all of that is good, and I need a bigger house. But here it is. We need hope to know that God is able to meet the needs and address them. And you know what he does? He does it on the royal level. Have you ever been to a motel and you want to, my children taught me this. You look at that and you see how many stars do they have? Is it like a 1, 2, 3, or 5 or whatever it is? And I understand the more stars, the more reviews, the better quality that you have. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
We serve a God that is way supersede all other gods. We call his name with a capital G-O-D, Jehovah God. He's not one of those small little wooden gods. I'm talking about hope today. We have the best thing going. You know, some people, they like prime rib. I'm not talking about the health issue, but somebody like prime rib and they like all of that. That's good. But I'm telling you, serving the Lord will satisfy everything that you need. So we need hope today. So we're thankful that the Lord delivered Paul and Silas. He's also given hope to some other people. Remember those three Hebrew children, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. What happened to him? They did not bow down, but they were delivered. And God will deliver us today. So whatever your petition is, take it on to the Lord. Cast it on over on him and say, Lord, you know the way that I take. What happened? Brother Paul, not Paul, we're going to talk about Job. Remember, he said, have you considered my servant Job? Can he say that about you? Have you considered, brother and sister, how that they have walked before me? Have you considered what's on the inside when God begins to search you? You say, search me and see if there's something in me. Are you going to cooperate while he's searching you? But anyway, Job, he was tested. And you talk about, we've had a death, excuse me. We've had a death in our family. You all know about that. We lost our son. But what happened to Job? Didn't he lose all of his children?
Yes.
All of his children?
Yes.
He lost cattle. He lost, and the news was just coming in. It's like a cluster of grapes. One on top of another. One on top of the other. But God was with Job. And he got to the place where he said, on the left and on the right where he used to work, he could have just lost all hope and said, there's no good. I've lost my family. Woe is me. But he didn't want to do that. He even had enough integrity when his wife suggested, just go ahead. Just go ahead. He said, no, you talk like a foolish woman. Remember, all that's in the Bible. Job was an example. He did not lose hope when things looked hopeless to him. So may we take courage from that today. We appreciate it. So we're very thankful for the example of Job, and there was other people. And one another one I'm going to mention to you, and I'm going to get some other scripture. Jonah, when he didn't want to go and preach to those people in Nineveh.
Yes.
When he got to the place where he did go, I believe he picked up some speed and he entered into the city and he let them know that they were going to be destroyed. Remember? The people could say he's already proclaimed it. There's no hope left for us, but they did not do that. They believed, they took that example and that message, and what did they do? Even their cattle, they came on down before God. You're not going to eat either because judgment has been pronounced upon us, and the judgment was spared. But here's the thing. Listen, Jonah got down in the fish's belly or the whale. It's both recordings there. He remembered he was going to look, wasn't it, towards he was going to look towards, is it Jerusalem? Where he was going to look there. And when he was looking there, his cry came out before God. You say, I'm down here. The seaweeds are wrapped around me. The enemy has my mind all confused. And Lord, I do not see my way out. Look up to Jesus. Look up to the Lord. Humble yourself and say, Lord, you know it anyway. Yes, Lord, I have made some mistakes. Yes, Lord, I've used my own interpretation. I've made some decisions that have caused me some heartache. But Lord, I come before you asking you to forgive me, to have mercy upon me, to infuse some hope into my situation. Lord, you know, maybe you can say, Lord, I've endeavored to live for you, and I've gotten on back territory, and my hope is getting really dim, Lord, but I'm going to look towards you once again. I'm going to humble myself. I'm going to do like the song says, just as I am, Lord. I'm not going to try to put those pieces all back together, but I'm going to say, Lord, you know the way that I take. And be sincere. And the Lord can give that hope of salvation to you once again. The Lord can give you salvation and forgiveness that will make you turn around. You won't go the same way that you were going. Your heart will be changed. Your outlook on life, the trajectory of where you were going, all of that will be changed. Think about Saul. What did Saul do? He was busy persecuting the people of God. You might say he could have been a little bit doing some terrorist activity, wasn't he? He might could have gotten on the news like you hear about some things that we don't want to repeat today. But God got a hold of that man's heart and changed him. He saw the light, and he was able to understand that it's hard for you to kick against the prick. It is hard for us to go against the word of God today. But anyway, he got to the place where he was willing to say, Lord, what would you have me to do? He got a name change. He no longer persecuted the people of God. We're talking about infusing hope in others. And they were kind of afraid of him, remember? But I think it was Barnabas, if I'm not mistaken. He let him know that he prays now and that he's all right. Can you recommend your brother and your sister? Maybe they were out in sin in a hopeless situation, but the Lord lifted them up and out. We sing songs about that, so we appreciate the goodness of God today. All right, we're going to move on. We're talking about hope today. The Lord can give us hope, and we appreciate him so very much. Turn with me to Isaiah 1 and 18. We're going to read some more of the Word of God. And we're looking to the Lord to direct us today. 1 and 18, let's see. And it says, come now and let us reason together. Yes. You may say, Lord, I've tried to live for you. I have made an attempt, Lord. Come one more time. Don't give up on the Lord. He can surely meet your need today. All right, and let us reason together. Let's communicate. Let's reason. Let's just think this through. Let's work it out, said the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. But if ye refuse and rebel, ye shall be devoured with the sword, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. Now those scriptures are very, very clear. Jesus wants you to come unto him. He wants you to bring your burdens to him, your concerns. Those things that you cannot work out, bring them to the Lord. I want us to be encouraged. I want us, if you're under any type of situation where you need the Lord to renew your courage, to give you some hope, this is the place the Lord can bless you. So may the Lord encourage us today. All right, John 19 and 10. For God, the Son of Man, is come to do what? Cause more trouble. That's not what the word said. He has come to seek and to save that which was lost. Amen and amen. He has come. The Lord Jesus did his Father's will. He went a little farther from us. It could have seemed hopeless if you didn't know the fulfillment of the prophecy, but he went a little further for you and for me. A personal appeal to each one of us. Thy dying love has won my heart. Can you say that, Lord, and mean it? Are you looking for something greater? Lord, encourage us today. But Jesus has paid it all. And I was thinking of that scripture. Somebody could find it for me over there in Acts. When he told them they were looking at him after he was resurrected, he let them know that I'm going to come again. But he's coming. You need to be prepared to meet the Lord. you remember, we've been reminded, there's been several that have been ushered out into eternity, some unexpected. But here's the thing, we all have that appointment that we're going to have to meet, and we may as well just get ready and have the hope that we're going to die with the righteous and to be, Lord, have mercy, to meet a just God and unprepared. That ought to give us chills in itself, shouldn't it? But we don't want that to happen to you. While we have an opportunity, come to the Lord just as you are. Allow the Lord to pick up those broken pieces and to infuse some hope into your experience. Some people say, I can work this out myself. I'm my own man. No, no, no. That's not the right attitude. You need to come to the Lord. Come unto God and say, Lord, I surrender it all to you. I'm going to allow you, Lord, to do it. You know another thing? Our nation needs God. We were founded from history tells us that in God we trust. Isn't that on our currency? We started out that way, religious freedom. But what has happened to us today? We have drifted far away from biblical principles. There are consequences that we're going to have to pay and suffer. Every man is responsible for his own actions. But what we want to do is to keep on praying, Lord, wait a little longer. Give us a little more opportunity, Lord, to rescue some souls. That we might be a lighthouse. That we might be a beacon going out that others might be able to see their way to the Lord. Rescue the perishing. Care for the dying. Infuse hope into others. May the Lord help us today. All right, I think I've said pretty good here. Let's see what else you want to do. Galatians 6 and 7, I believe, will be the last scripture for today. We just have some thoughts that we are bringing to you at this time. We're going to look to the Lord to bless it. Galatians 6 and 7, and it tells us, be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. That is the truth. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. Amen. Let us not be weary in well-doing. For in due season we shall reap if we faint not. You know, the efforts, your service to the Lord, it may seem like it's not making a difference. But I'm here to remind you, the Lord knows, He understands. He is the one that can cause a seed to germinate and grow. Amen. He's the one that gives the increase, the inspiration. Amen. He's the one that blesses us. If your faith is waning, if you feel like you want to just faint and give up, don't do that. You want to be like the eagle. You want your strength to be renewed every day. So may the Lord help us to realize that there is hope for the hopeless.
Yes, that's right.
It really is. Salvation will make a difference in your life.
Amen.
Consecrating your heart to the Lord is, as Brother Schaefer was saying, it gives you a special extra boost or special infusion in there that can give you more power and more freedom in the Lord. We appreciate your time and your attention, and I want you to pray for me that the Lord will continue to bless and He'll give understanding and that you'll be able to understand this message and it will go with you. And when you feel like that little flicker of hope is getting dim, you remember, Lord, I need you to bless me. I want you to help me, dear Lord, with this challenge. I want you, Lord, to be my shepherd, my risen Savior. And I want you, Lord, to illuminate my pathway that you can do, like, you know, that little wick. You just do adjust it a little bit. My mother had, anyway, the kerosene lamp, you just make a little adjustment to it, and it just brightens up a little bit. Or now, today, we just go over there and turn that little knob on those special lights, and that light just gets brighter and brighter, doesn't it? Sometimes it can even get too bright, and you have to adjust it a little bit, but the Lord is good. We appreciate your time. and your attention. Remember, there is hope for the hopeless in Christ. We serve a risen Savior.